Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we go into your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to be with us, to open our hearts and minds to receive this word, so we can have a greater understanding of it, to be better equipped, Father, to share with others the truth here of your word. Father, keep us on that pathway of righteousness. Keep us clean. Keep us holy, Father. And let us be used to help those that are walking in darkness to realize they need something more than themselves, and that they will realize that they need the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, be with us now throughout this study, and I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, get this throat cleared up a little bit. Good Lord, help me do that. Now, we're going to be in 1 Kings chapter 18. And then tomorrow and Sunday, we're going to be back in the four Gospels. All right, now, beginning here with verse 1. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab. and I will send rain upon the earth. Now, they had a great famine going on, and the Lord has told him to go show it to Abraham, for Ahab, and he would send rain to and Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. For it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. 5. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, go into the land, unto all fountains of water, unto all brooks, peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. Now, through these verses, we find that the association of the prophets forming a sort of school of the prophets, and they seem to have existed since Samuel's day. These prophets apparently met together for study and prophesied services and mutual spiritual encouragement. Now, and apparently the great prophets exercised leadership over such schools. And like Solomon before him, Ahab had a considerable number of horses, the fact confirmed by archaeological excavations in the Holy Land and in the Asian inscriptions. Now, as we go on with 6, so they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, fell on his face, and said, art thou that my Lord Elijah? And he answered, I am. Go and tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. They sent him to go tell his Lord, which was Ahab. But he's scared now. He's really afraid. And he answered him, I am going to tell. And behold, Elijah is here. 9. And he said, what have I sinned that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? He's scared to go now. But he should have known Elijah would not have sent him at this time for that purpose. But anyway, we know he's afraid. But 10 here, as the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whether my Lord has not sent to seek thee. And when they said, he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nations that they found thee not. 11. And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. 12. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee, whether I know not. He's afraid that the Spirit's going to have him go somewhere else. And so when I come and tell Ahab that he cannot find thee, he shall slay me, but I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Now, he's afraid to go, and he's also afraid not to go. He's afraid to go because he fears Ahab. He's afraid not to go because he is in fear of what the Lord can do. 13. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord? How I had 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord. Behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. 15. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. 16. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab. He's gone now to meet him, and he told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. 19. In other words, Elijah's telling him he's been following a false god. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. He's telling him now exactly what to do. Now, so Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? Now, what he's saying here is, how long they're going to wait between these two opinions to make up their mind on what to do. The Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. 23. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. Now, tell them what to do to prove to them whose God is real. 24. And call ye on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. 25. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. 26. And they took the bullock which was given them, they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered, and they leaped upon the altar which was made. 27. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. So he's trying to get them to call louder even. But he's mocking them. 28. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and latchets, till the blood gushed out upon them. 29. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening service, that there was neither voice nor any answer, nor any that regarded. Now 30. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down when they had jumped on it. 31. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullocks in pieces and laid them on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water. And they poured it on the burnt offering, burnt sacrifice, and on the wood. Not only was he not building any fire under, he's having to pour water all over the wood and this bullock sacrifice. 34. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran around about the altar, and he filled the trench also water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening. He's waited for the special time. Because each evening is when they would have their sacrifices. Now, offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah, the prophet, came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. 37. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. 39. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. 40. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. They took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon, and slew them there. He took and killed them. Now, and Elijah saith unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. He's hearing this rain. 42. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. They were just real small. Elijah has told him that God's going to be sending rain. But up this little bitty cloud. And he said, go up and say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. He's telling him to go now and get down, or else the rain's going to stop him from going. Now, and it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. we have now come to the end of chapter 18. And we will stop here. And God willing, this evening at 6 p.m. we'll be in 19. And we're still going to be dealing with Elijah and the work that God has him doing. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I close your word, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the Lord Jesus, and I thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for them to have peace. But more than that, Father, I pray for them to have only one Lord. And may they, Father, accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior and as their Messiah. Father, I pray for this land here in which I live, filled with evil, brought on by those that are sitting in high places in our government that are evil, and with evil judges, they have brought so much hard evil upon this land, Father, and the people. And I pray, Father, for them to be removed from office and replaced with those that are walking along the pathway of righteousness, that loves you, loves the Lord Jesus, that loves the church, loves your people, and loves this land, and will work with us, Father, to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ, for all mankind, wherever he is in the world. Does not matter what nation, that he can find and know the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as their Savior and as their Messiah. And Father, I pray for those of this ministry and those that listen, joins in with us, listen, that they all, Father, walk in health. And those that have any sickness or disease, I pray, Father, for them to be healed this day. Because, Father, your word tells us that we are healed by the stripes that Jesus bore. That is a promise, Father, because as stated in thy word, that by his stripes we are healed. Are. No maybes or mights, but that we are. Father, let us continue looking to him for our healing. He is our physician. Father, this day keep us all safe. Bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. and back in to your word so that we, Father, can study together again and receive the truth of thy word. This, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Have a great, great day.